1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Fort Lauderdale's gotten more rain than it has ever seen before in a single day. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is there.
The main runway at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport remains mostly submerged, forcing operations to shut down.
Nature wasn't kind to us, and that's just unfortunate. We have never had to deal with such an item.
More than 800 flights have been canceled and hundreds of passengers left stranded, like the Lagares family trying to get home to New Jersey from their Florida vacation.
We're thinking, oh my God, we're going to miss a flight. We're going to miss a flight because it took us a 24-minute ride. Now is an hour and 45-minute ride.
It was a nationally broadcast arrest. News helicopters overhead outside Boston as a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard named Jack DeShera was taken into custody. He's accused of leaking those sensitive classified documents that popped up on an obscure gamer app months ago. Correspondent Nicole D'Antonio.
The leak started in the fall. The arrest stunned neighbors in North Dighton.
Well, it's just a small town. Unless you live in the area, you don't even know it exists. You know, overwhelming. It's just overwhelming.
The documents were allegedly posted on a gaming platform called Discord, whose members were mostly teenagers.
The Washington Post interviewed a member of the group who said the leaks began with text messages quoting classified documents and then photographs of the actual documents. As a member of the intelligence wing, DeShera installed fiber optic cables at a base in Massachusetts.
Back in New York on Thursday, this time reported answering questions under oath ex-president and ex-resident Donald Trump in connection with that huge state suit against his business.
According to the AG's filing, he claimed his Trump Tower apartment was worth $327 million, more than three times the sales price of the most expensive New York City apartment at that time. Trump has denied wrongdoing.
From the prosecutor's perspective, it's a fairly straightforward presentation. Here's what former President Trump valued his assets at, and here was their true value. There's your misrepresentation, there's your deception, there's your fraud.
Regardless of the outcome of the case or the other legal challenges facing Trump, he has vowed to press forward on the campaign trail.
Correspondent Major Garrett in New York City. Near San Francisco, an arrest in the high-profile stabbing death of high-tech company founder Bob Lee. The suspects say authorities knew him, and so it was no random crime. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
My office will be filing a motion to detain Mr. Momeni without bail to ensure that he remains in custody during the pendency of this case due to the obvious and severe public safety risk that we believe that he poses to the public.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 51 overnight under clear skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
At Soyco.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
At Soyco.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boobo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Who is a bigger threat to our children? Is it drag queens or is it straight men? 844-967-2789. Who poses a bigger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinair and Carol Kane in for Kristen Bry, who's going to be off for a couple of days. Thank you, my friend, for joining me.
Absolutely. Any chance I get to be able to work with you, I'm right there.
Well, so we're starting out hot, and because there have been so many bills directed towards banning drag shows and banning drag and anti-trans measures, and the argument appears to be that it is because they are groomers and they're grooming our children to become sexualized before they're ready. And you can do a Google search right now. Just stick it in the Google search bar. Youth pastor, child sexual abuse.
I wish I could say that I was shocked by that, but I'm seriously not. I mean, well, you know me, and you know that I have very, very, very good friends that are some of the premier drag queens here in the city.
Yep.
And I would think nothing of it to have them, you know, when my children were little, to have them sit with my kids. I would think nothing of it, because it's just unfortunate that this is kind of out there and propagated amongst a small minority of individuals. Yeah, you don't, I don't know, Jane. It's I'm more worried about talking about sexuality with kindergartners than having a drag queen read a book to my kids. You know, I don't know why we have to implement these sex education classes in K-5 and for, they don't even know their own bodies yet, you know? I mean, I'll tell you a story. Alex, when he was in fourth grade, I had to sign off on the class, right?
Okay, sure.
And it was all, you know, puberty. This is what happens to boys. This is what happens to girls. Yada, 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 yada. He came walking in the door. Now, he was fourth grade, 10-ish, 10, 11.
Okay.
He came in with his binder, and he threw it across the kitchen counter, and he goes, "I don't want to talk about it." And I'm like, okay, fair enough. So even at that age, it was a little difficult for him. But to have a drag queen sit and read a book, come on, really?
Well, and think of all the instances of drag in theaters, in USO shows.
Oh, sure.
USO shows where they would go overseas to entertain the troops.
Right.
Would have men dressed up like women, which is drag.
Right. Right.
And that was perfectly fine.
Well, go back and as far as one of my favorite movies of all time is Some Like It Hot.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. And, you know, I've got Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon that are in drag during 90% of it.
Yep.
But, you know, I wish... And the thing is, too, is that the guys that are getting caught, the heterosexual guys that are getting caught, are some of the most vocal when it comes to preaching at you, if you will.
Yes.
And I always say, when you're that vocal, something's going on. I'm always a little leery. Something is happening, and I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but I don't think I really want to know. So these guys that are taking advantage of young people are just despicable, just absolutely despicable creatures.
844-967-2789. Who's a bigger threat to our kids, drag queens or straight men? WSAU reporting last month, March 14th, a former youth pastor at the Woodlands Church in Plover has reached a deal for 7 felony counts related to the sexual assault of a child. Charges include first-degree child sexual assault with a person under 13, repeated sexual assault of the same victim, and multiple counts of child enticement. Charges against him go back to 2017. He was tasked with mentoring a child. It is believed that he assaulted the victim multiple times over 3 years. Youth pastor in Plover. And he is going to be back in court in June for a plea hearing. And that's just one of many, many, many cases you can find by doing a simple Google search.
Yeah. You can find them all over the place. So the thing is that... I do not understand why these guys think they're going to get away with it either. That's one thing that is always just shocking to me, is that they don't think that anything is going to happen to them, and two, that they're that anybody's going to find out. Now, one of the things that I find is fascinating is just the fact that they're... I don't know. Jane, it just makes me so crazy because I just don't understand what is going through. I don't want to understand. The minute I do understand, there's going to be a problem as to what's going on in their mind. But do you think that they just think that this is a Teflon situation and they're never going to get caught?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at the number. Good heavens, wasn't there a TV show entirely dedicated to catch a predator? And yet... That show was very popular. It was all over the place. And yet we still had men who were using their work computers to save child pornography.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, we've become such a, I hate to say the word sick society, but I don't know what else to categorize it as. It's just, you know...
But don't you feel, I feel like all of this projection onto the trans and gay communities is exactly what it is. It's projection. Because those are not the people who are committing the vast majority of these crimes. Another example, Anton Lazaro, former GOP operative, found guilty of sex trafficking underage girls. 7 counts, including commercial sex acts, with 5 minors, 15 and 16, in 2020 when he was 30 years old. And the number of these cases go on and on and on.
I wish that it was, these were exceptions to the rule, but I just do believe that there's more of this that's going on than we really are aware of. You've got the Republican running for South Dakota State Senate. He was charged with felony child abuse.
And this was a family member.
Right.
I believe it was an adoptive daughter. And he started grooming her when she was, what, 11?
He could face counts of rape, sexual contact with a child under the age of 16, and aggravated incest-related child abuse, according to the probable cause statement. Here's another thing, too. I understand the judicial process and that we have to let it play out. But sometimes why? Why do we even have to waste all our valuable money?
Just convict them?
Yeah.
Isn't that that's a, it. You're guilty.
That's, I mean, that's probably a horrible thing to say, and I probably shouldn't be saying it, but it's just like, why are we wasting all our time and money, especially if we have hard evidence that this is actually happening? Yeah, you don't want Carol to be your attorney for any stretch of the imagination, because Carol's ready to just throw away and...
She's the hanging judge.
Yeah, lock them away and throw away the key.
844-967-2789. Who's a bigger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? Ken from Appleton is on the phone. Ken, what do you want to say?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, look at our president. He was going around sniffing and groping little girls, and he so became president.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ken. That was fun. Who is a bigger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? And again, just jump on Google, do a little Google search, put in youth pastor or any pastor and child sex abuse, and it will blow you away how many examples come up.
Well, you know, I mean, we went through the whole Boy Scout era, remember? You know, we had that where we had the Boy Scout leaders that were, you know, participating in bad behavior. So
yes.
I don't understand why some guys make it, why they, you know, go find somebody your own age. I mean, seriously.
Well, and I guess my whole point, Carol, is we are directing all our concerns to the wrong group of people. They are not the perpetrators.
Well, you know, there are probably exceptions to every rule.
Of course.
And I understand what you're saying, but you don't see too many. I don't know one of my gay friends or trans. I've got a trans friend. I've got a number of gay friends, and I've got a number of drag queen friends, and all they want to do is entertain.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, seriously, the drag queens, all they want to do is go out and have fun and entertain. So they want to dress up. I don't care. Whatever makes you happy. I've gotten to the point where I'm just, when it comes to this issue, when it comes to trans, gay, and drag queens, you know, if you're happy, I'm happy. You know, God love you. It doesn't matter to me. But when you start crossing the line and getting into and involved with little children, then that's when we gotta really take a stand. And I don't see any reason why we have to continue to put the. I sound terrible,
but it's about othering. It's about making an other, and it's about making an enemy so that you can divert from your lack of policies and your lack of accomplishments. Look over here. Here's the scary people. These are the danger. These people are the danger.
Well, you're right.
Don't look at me and don't look at my inaction on all of these other things that the constituents say that they want. No, look over here. These are the scary people.
It is deflection, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of deflection that's going on, for sure.
844-967-2789. Who poses a larger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? We're going to keep the conversation going. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
For a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 52. South winds around 5 miles an hour. High of 79 tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Who's a bigger threat to our kids, drag queens or straight men? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinere along with Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock. Kristen taking a couple of days off, and I'm actually going to be off tomorrow. So,
oh, you are?
I am. I have a very exciting day planned. I have an electrician coming in the morning and then the phone repair people in the afternoon.
Wow.
I know.
I'm glad I was sitting down for that. Holy moly.
Yes, I know. I live a life full of excitement.
Well, what's the problem? What do you need an electrician for? And what do you need?
My husband bought an EV, an electric vehicle. And right now.
He did. So you got to get a charging station in?
In the garage.
Okay.
So we're having an electrician come to pump that up tomorrow. And then we still have a landline.
So do I.
Because occasionally my husband needs it to send faxes and stuff like that. Our landline hasn't been working for 4 months.
Oh, okay.
And so he's finally coming tomorrow. What kills me is that I have gotten 3 messages from this company that will remain nameless telling me that they have fixed the problem and I could cancel the service call.
Not working.
The phone line is dead.
Okay.
But they've told me 3 times now that they fixed the problem.
Okay.
And so I should cancel the appointment, for which I'm going to have to pay out of pocket.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. As long as we're scheduled, you just come and check it out. But So what did he buy when it comes to electric car? What did he get?
It's blue.
Okay.
It's a Kia.
Okay.
It's a Kia.
Okay.
EV.
All right. So are you ready to jump into that pool?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm cheap, and okay. I will drive my car until the doors fall off.
I'm kind of with you in that department. I mean, my car right now is a 2016. It's a Chrysler 300. It's my third 300 that I have, and I don't even have 50,000 miles on this thing.
Oh, it's like baby.
Yeah, so it's I've even thought about just going down to one vehicle so Lou and I can share. Because I can drive him to work. I'll be home. I can pick him up. He's just working at the Metromart down the street.
So true.
And my car just sits around for the better part of the day or the better part of the week. But and I have a friend who has done some investigating for me. I'm so lucky I have people that do work for me because I don't know exactly where to go. But they were like, somebody did some investigating and said, you got a 2016 300S with less than 50,000. You could get a lot of money for that. And I'm like, you know, I need a new kitchen countertop.
That would probably get you a new kitchen countertop.
Maybe that's what I should do. Just get rid of the darn thing. So if anybody out there is interested, just give me a call. Get a hold of Jane. She'll get a hold of me.
Right. 844-967-2789. Tradio with Carol Kane. We can get you to trade something for your Chrysler 300.
Yeah, you give me a grounded countertop. I'll work on it.
Coming up a little later on in the show, next hour, we're going to be joined by Kate Almland with the Washington County Humane Society. They recently rescued 34 dogs from a property in Washington County.
We've
talked about this before, and you and I are both huge animal lovers.
Yeah.
But some of these dogs were chained up to trees with no water, and they were kind of left to eat whatever moldy scraps this person decided to throw to them.
It's a very unfortunate, and you know, I feel for the, and they're Jack Russells. They're a little dog.
And there's some of the pictures in the Journal Sentinel. They're so cute.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're just adorable.
But, you know, this kind of hits hard and hits home for me because they think, my vet does, that my Beauregard was probably chained up someplace, and because he has no teeth, like in the front and the bottom, and he's got them all wound down in the back and ground down in the back, and they think that he probably was chained up someplace and he was just chewing to try and get away. Every now and then I look at him and I'm like, I'm so grateful that you came to me, because I just feel that you probably had a real rough first couple of years. And my vet says, some of these dogs from the South, you don't want to know what they've been through.
I know.
So these poor guys, I'm so hopeful that they are ready for adoption and people can come and get them.
There's like five of them, I think, that are ready, and the other 30 or 29 are still getting treated for some health problems and stuff. But we're going to find out more about that in the next hour. If you are looking for a furry friend to bring into your life. And then in the third hour, the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, we're going to talk to Habitat for Humanity in Franklin. They recently had a donation and found some really rare art prints.
I saw this.
Is that not cool?
They're worth a lot of money, and that can go a long, long way for Habitat.
Yeah.
I mean, I just find it fascinating when those, you know, those hidden gems kind of crop up. I love the whole stories of people that go to flea markets and all of a sudden they pick up this painting or something that they paid like $5
right.
for, and it turns out to be never happens to moi.
neither.
When I buy junk, it's actual junk. So,
but they're going to be going up for prints are going to be going up for auction, I believe, on the 20th. So if you are an art connoisseur and that interests you, you want to stick around for that. So
good.
Again, Kristen is off. Jane and Carol going to be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up in the next segment, we have bottom of the hour news coming up. Term limits. How long is too darn long? Is it finally time, especially for this one particular lawmaker,
yes,
to step down and make room for somebody else?
Yes.
That's coming up. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 51 overnight under clear skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
And public education, knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I want to be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance. Should there be mandatory term limits for elected officials? Yes or no? And if so, who's been on the shelf far too long like a bad carton of cottage cheese? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinero, Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock today. Mandatory term limits for elected officials, yes or no? And if so, who should go? 844-967-2789. Carol, I just do want to take a moment to re-rack the fact that I do have producer rules.
Uh-huh.
As producer.
Okay.
So.
And what are your rules?
My rules are, number one.
I want to make sure I'm not breaking anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Stick to the topic at hand.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah.
No talking over the guests or hosts.
Okay.
It's not just a platform for you to go on a rant for 4.5 minutes. And number three, no cursing and no insults, because that means you got nothing.
Oh, darn. That one
there goes your whole point, right? Yeah. Oh, rats.
Because I, to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, having been in radio for a long, long time, obviously, there are certain words that aren't acceptable. Otherwise, the FCC will be coming after you. But yeah. Off air, I will say this. I got the mouth of a merchant marine. I know I do. I just do. I when Elizabeth was a baby... And I'm freely admitting this. When Elizabeth was a baby, I think she was like two. She was looking, she's standing up on the couch, looking out the window at the Christmas lights. And she went, oh, GD it.
Oh, no.
They're beautiful. And
I wonder where she got that from.
Lou looked at me with utter disgust and said, she didn't learn that from me. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try not to step on that, one.
That's all right. I got the dump button.
Got it.
If you're going to call, just remember those are my three producer's rules.
Right.
I have become power mad now that I control all the volumes.
There you go. So nothing wrong with that.
Just keep that in mind.
You bet.
844-967-2789. The reason we bring this up, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said Wednesday night she has asked to be temporarily replaced on the Senate Judiciary Committee while she's recovering from shingles. But she is committed to returning to the Senate amid pressure by some in her party to step down. This is from CNN. Feinstein said she thought she'd be back in Washington by the end of last month, but that her return has been delayed because of continued complications. She will be back as soon as possible once my medical team advises me it's safe to travel. Now, I don't know a lot about shingles. I know that it's supposed to be very, very painful.
I've had them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's very painful.
But did that affect your ability to travel?
Well, at the time, I mean, I'm as old as Methuselah. We all know that. But I had them when I was in college. And the doctor at the time decided that I should just be sedentary, just lay around for the month between Christmas and
oh really
depending on the placement of the shingles, it might be very difficult to strap yourself into a plane seat you are like, it breaks out into this blistery rash.
Yeah, it sounds lovely.
It's very, 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 very painful.
But part of the issue is that, well, I mean, she's been gone for over a month, and this has slowed down the Democratic Party's push to confirm nominees.
No doubt about it. And
she's missed like 60 votes.
When you have members of your own party, it should be a red flag for you. When you have members of your own party asking for your resignation, then you really have to stop and seriously consider if maybe this is something that's for the betterment of the party. Once you get into these, and you've got Risser from Wisconsin, he's not running for re-election. He's been in public office for 64 years. Listen, I get it. You've served your constituents well. You've been there. You ran. You got elected. And this is coming from, to tell you the truth, my dad's dad, my bumpa, he was elected to the Stoughton City Council when he was 93 years old.
Seriously.
Now, he wasn't able to... This is okay, wah wah, Carol. He wasn't able to fulfill his obligations and he had to step down because he got sick and he passed away, right?
That'll end a term.
That's going to end it. And the thing is that I always start to question these people that have been in for decades. And Dianne is one of these. Are you in it for the job or are you in it because this has become part of the fabric of your being? Are you so addicted to being in this position that you can't ever think of yourself not doing it? You know,
it's the complete definition of who you are, right?
Exactly. Like, can you, Dianne, step away, go live in San Francisco and just be regular?
Dianne.
You don't have to be, with the title. You don't need the title. But I think for some people, it is such an addiction that they cannot let it go. And our current president is also in that realm.
So is the former president.
So is the former president. Yes. You know, they make a, it's become, and I've said this for so long, and I stand by it. I think Washington corrupts. I do. I'm not saying she's corrupt. Don't get me wrong. But I just think that they go and they are catered to, and they have this persona, and the power is addicting. Well, I think power is addicting.
It obviously is, with the way they all fight so hard to stay around and get reelected over and over and over again. And it's either the easiest job in the world.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you're in a gerrymandered district, you don't really have to ever respond to your constituents.
Right.
Because you're going to get reelected anyway.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, our legislature, what, they work 3 months? Three months a year?
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, no kidding. So I can see why they would want to hang on to it. But as you pointed out, too, some of these people are genuine public servants who at least when they started out, were really focused on issues. Ro Khanna of California, who's one of the Democratic reps who's called for her to resign, and said, Feinstein's been an icon of on issues of gun violence and women's rights, but it's painfully obvious to many of us in California she can no longer fulfill her duties because she doesn't have a clear return date. We haven't been able to confirm judges at a time where women's rights and voting rights are under assault.
Right, right.
So, again, she's 89 years old. Chuck Grassley from Iowa is 92.
Right, right. In all honesty, I just watched a stand-up stand-up comedy show on Netflix, and it was a female comic, and she was talking about Chuck, and she was saying that there were reporters racing after him trying to talk to him about the female reporters, and she's like, honey, you don't even know. He doesn't even know why you're there. She said, why in the world would you think that he would have an opinion on this particular topic when he thinks you should be staying at home? It's a Tuesday night. Who's making dinner for the hubby? And I burst out laughing. I'm like, yeah, okay. He's a little removed. I keep saying, too, that there's got to be somebody. Now, I just saw an article on he's running for the GOP, but Vivek, I don't know how to pronounce his name. But the thing was, is his last name. So he's running for president in 2024, and he's part of the Republican Party. It doesn't stand a chance because nobody knows his name. Nobody knows who he is. But I was like, oh, he's 37. That to me was like, oh, you know, he's not an old white guy or an old white woman. You know, it's somebody at least it's coming in from the wings. That was Pete. During the last election, that's why I loved him. He was a 37, 39-year-old guy. We just got to get some new blood. It's time to go, Papa. I'm sorry. It's time. You've served your country well, and it started out great, but now it's fine. You can retire. We'll remember you.
844-967-2789. We're asking if there should be a mandatory retirement age for elected officials. If so, who would you like to see go? And what should the age be? 70,
well,
75? 70?
Yeah, and I think, this is just Carol talking, I would even give you 4 terms. Okay.
Okay.
You want to serve 4 terms, then I think it's time to move on.
For both Senate and House?
Yeah. Yes. Because you have the choice of which one you want to run for. But I just don't think they're capable. I just don't think that they are able to step away. And I think that is with their families too. You know, they get used to the good life.
Oh, sure.
And,
It's tough to let that go. The best tables, the best tickets, the best connections.
Everybody knows you. Everybody,
you get tickets to the Super Bowl. You get tickets to whatever, you know, big athletic events in your state, right? All those perks.
Right, right. The red carpet is rolled out whenever you're in the House. And I just think that they have to, there should be term limits. And I think that if we have a an age that you can run for president. You have a base age that you have to meet before you can run for president.
Yes.
There should be an age on the other side. So when you say 75, yeah.
You think that's pushing it?
I think that by the time you're 75, I think you should be done. That's it. You can't run again at 75, but I think by the time you hit 75, that's it. Time to go home. Go home. Because I can tell you that in my experience, and I've lived for a long time, cognitive awareness and cognitive abilities do
lessen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And your relatability to many of your constituents also is lessened as you get into your 80s and 90s. And how do you relate to somebody who's 50 years old trying to make ends meet? I don't know.
Well, at 50 years old, what about 30 years old? There was nothing that highlighted the age discrepancy more than when they were holding hearings with tech companies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Should Chuck Grassley, and I don't remember if he was on this particular panel, but if you're 92 and 89, you need your grandkids to show you how to Google something,
yeah,
maybe you're not qualified to be making determinations about what should be happening within the tech industry.
Right. I mean, some of these tech guys that were testified, it was almost like they were kind of starstruck. It's like, wow, look at him. He's really worth a lot of money. Maybe I should ask him how to get my password because I can't remember how to get my password.
And from what I understand, I mean, there are companies that have a cutoff point for the age of their CEO. If you are CEO, you have to retire at 70.
Right.
You're done.
Right.
Thank you for your service. Here's your golden parachute.
Right.
Now go away.
Yeah. I don't have to tell you the truth, I would love for somebody to pay me to go away.
You and I have talked about this many times. Yes.
Here's a big check. Go away. Bye. See you later.
Easiest thing we ever did.
Yeah.
Easiest thing we ever did.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm out of here. I'm going to go and grab someplace on the beach in the Bahamas. See you later.
Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bry. When we come back after a very short break, we have another fire warning that the state is under. And there are just a couple tips that we want to kick around as a reminder for folks. They had a real big fire.
Yeah, up by Fort McCoy.
Near Fort McCoy. Uh-huh. And I believe it's finally starting to get under control. But just because you might be squishing around where you are, it doesn't necessarily mean that that is the situation to your neighbors. So stick around for that. A lot more on the way. Jane and Carol, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer chance, I'm in my break. I took the biggest float in the Rose Parade. I got jailed, no disgrace. 100 million people saw my face. I called a conference with the press, and that's my marriage plans in a wedding dress. I climbed a building, the six below, on New Year's Eve without a stitch of clothes. I wanna be in the headlines.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 54. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Kiss, ooh, fire.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bry. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can always touch base with us either text or phone at 844-967-2789. Second day in a row where we are under a statewide warning about fires. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources crews on the scene of an approximately 2,800-acre wildfire in Jackson County, not quite 50% contained. The Arcadia fire started at the north end of Fort McCoy. There had to be some voluntary evacuations. No injuries reported. Today's weather conditions continue to elevate fire danger, so this is a red flag warning. 38 counties, DNR suspending is outdoor burning. Now, I know it seems like real innocuous things, but this is how this stuff happens.
Right.
Campfires, ashes from outdoor fires, outdoor grills, smoking, smokers.
Yeah, don't throw the butts out the window.
Don't throw a lit butt out the window. That just drives me nuts.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like the state doesn't know what it wants to do. We've got the red flags with the fires, but we also have flooding in some areas because of the snow that's melting so quickly.
Right.
So it's just like this is it's very typical of spring here in Wisconsin, and it may be very interesting, or you may not have the understand why they are in this position. Especially, it's like I'm squishy. I live next to, really close to Lake Michigan.
Yep.
And I, like, the dogs track in muddy. It's just real. If we brought our lawnmower out to do the lawn,
it would sink.
I think we would. Yeah. But it is, and to tell you the truth, my neighbors have a big burn pit.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they fire that baby up, I just sit there and I'm like, should I be sitting out in my backyard with my hose in case this thing goes away? Because, I mean, it happens.
Yes, it does happen.
Yeah, and you can't just set it and walk away. You've got to sit there and monitor what's happening. So it's not brain surgery. Don't go out and burn when there's a red flag warning, you idiots.
Well, and some of the other things that I would not necessarily have thought of. But again, they have suspended outdoor burning, chainsaws, off-road vehicles, other small engines.
Well,
if they get hot enough, can throw a spark. And if you're in a dry, grassy area, sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to use some common sense here. This is not brain surgery, and if you live in that area, you should be well aware of how tinder dry it is, and how to not. Could you imagine? I would feel awful if you started to you did something stupid, and we all do stupid stuff, no doubt about it. But if you did something stupid, and the next thing you know, the house is on fire.
Well, and that's what happens with like these gender reveal parties.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on those.
Let's blow something up in our backyard to tell people whether it's a boy or a girl, and then you start a massive wildfire and burn down your neighborhood.
Okay. Let's just revert to that for just one second.
Okay.
Whatever happened to the cake? Just a cake. You know, it's an innocuous cake, and everybody gets a sweet treat at the end. You cut it open, it's blue or it's pink. That's it. It's a cake. Fine. Were you not, you know, firing off a cannon or, you know, yeah, I love those things. Like the one, I just did see this. The cannon backfired and the dad, it was almost like poetic justice. He didn't get hurt. It was just this, you know, all the blue came back at him. And I'm like, okay. We don't have to be so dramatic. Or even, because Jane, when I was pregnant, I just called people and go, hi, we're going to wait till the baby's born.
So you didn't find out ahead of time?
I found out with Alex just because of the fact that I had to go to the hospital for so long.
Sure. And that was your second one.
That was my second one. Right. And I remember the doctor calling me going, well, you have a normal male. And I went, I didn't want to know. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, that's fine, whatever. But then when I was laying in the hospital, I knew who I was talking to.
Right.
Because I knew who's. I was just like, okay, buddy, you got to cook a little longer there, dude. But yeah, I just, you know, no burn pits. I would even go as far as saying maybe grilling wouldn't be a good idea. You know, especially if you have, like I have, a regular Weber with hot coals.
Gas grill is something else.
Gas grill probably is something else, or an electric grill, probably okay.
You just don't want to have any sparks flying anywhere or anything that can float.
Right. Exactly.
That would be bad.
Yeah. So
going back just briefly.
Yes.
To the man with the cannon.
Yeah.
For the gender reveal.
Why do you have a cannon?
Is it you go to Cannons R Us? Where does one go? Not that I'm looking to rent a cannon.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Just out of curiosity.
I'm not exactly sure where the cannon came from. I just watched the YouTube video and I was just like, oh, you're procreating?
Right? Oh, you lucky child. You've got such a smart dad.
You don't have the brains that God gave a goose. What are you doing? What are you doing? And you know, and the thing was, is that the wife was standing there and she was just like, he's a moron.
Oh,
he's
God.
An idiot.
Oh, it's going to be a long road for that couple.
Oh, good goodness. Good goodness.
All right. If you are looking to expand your household with perhaps a little furry friend.
Always, Jane.
And that's right. You have a pretty open door policy with adding animals.
To tell you the truth, my husband has banned me from volunteering at our local humane society. And I'm like, but I would like to do something to help somebody. He goes, Carol, we'll be Noah's Ark.
In no time.
I know you.
Washington County Humane Society is going to be joining us next hour at 12:33. They just rescued about 34 dogs from a property in Washington County. They're adorable Jack Russell Terriers, and I believe 5 of them are ready to go up for adoption and find their forever homes. So Kay Amland is going to be joining us. She's the executive director, and find out the status of those pooches and how soon you can go check them out and bring one of them home.
Yeah, and you know what? I am confident, absolutely hands down confident, that those dogs will be adopted.
Oh.
Because it happens all the time when you see the plane loads come in from a hurricane-ravaged area or something like that. Those guys get good homes right away. You got people lining out the door to get them.
We have some good folks here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we sure do. And we have, and our humane societies, that's the one thing I love about them, is that they treat these animals with such kindness and respect.
Like they're their own.
Yes, exactly.
Stick with us. Top of the hour news on the way. You're listening to Jane and Carol. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.